If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
The race tightens.
It's a close vote. This is going to take a little more time.
Joe Biden confident.
When the count is finished, Senator Harris and I will be declared the winners.
President cries foul.
They're trying to steal an election. They're trying to rig an election.
He claims voter fraud, but he offers no evidence.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. The ballot count is heading into the home stretch, and the president doesn't like the quickly changing numbers. Joe Biden is still leading with 253 electoral votes. Mr. Trump has 213. But the latest updates from battleground states show he's losing ground in the race to 270. CBS News Elections and Survey Director Anthony Salvanto with the latest from Georgia.
We saw Joe Biden take a very, very slight lead, only about 1,000 votes ahead of President Trump. And they may be getting close to being done counting, but there still are probably some provisional ballots, maybe some overseas ballots still to come in. Big summary here is, I think this is probably headed for a recount. Pennsylvania, this is where we're going to see so much attention today. The president still with a slight lead, about 18,000 votes, and they are still counting ballots in Philadelphia. That is a heavily Democratic county, still about 60,000 votes to cast there. So we're watching to see if, in fact, Joe Biden's count continues to go up if he overtakes the president there.
Biden is maintaining small leads in Arizona and Nevada. The president is making unfounded claims of widespread fraud. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
President Trump falsely accused Democrats of stealing the election.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us.
But votes that are being counted across the country are legal ballots that arrived on time. The president also implied there's something nefarious about mail-in ballots that are being counted.
It's amazing how those mail-in ballots are so one-sided.
But Mr. Trump spent months railing against mail-in ballots to his supporters, discouraging them from using the process. Former Vice President Joe Biden didn't speak after the president's remarks, but tweeted that no one is going to take our democracy away from us. Not now, not ever. Earlier, Biden had reiterated his calls for patience.
I ask everyone to stay calm, all the people to stay calm. The process is working. The count is being completed. We'll know very soon.
And Biden said again that the election's results should be left to the voters.
It is the will of the voters. No one, not anything else, that chooses the president of the United States of America. So, each ballot must be counted.
Correspondent Ben Tracy has more on the president's response.
I'm told by sources here at the White House that President Trump has no plans to concede, even if Joe Biden claims victory after being declared the projected winner. Now, President Trump did seem noticeably dejected last night when he gave those remarks here at the White House, and some Republicans are heavily criticizing his attacks on voting and democracy itself. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan tweeted, "There is no defense for the president's comments tonight undermining our democratic process." But others, like Senator Lindsey Graham, repeated the president's baseless claims of fraud and said he's donating $500,000 to the president's defense team.
With more mail-in ballots tallied, Biden is less than 20,000 votes behind in Pennsylvania now. The Postal Service says it found about 1,700 ballots at processing facilities in the state during court-ordered sweeps. The president's supporters are protesting in Philadelphia, where police say they've busted up an alleged violent plot to disrupt the counting process. CBS's Jerika Duncan is there.
Authorities say they detained two men after receiving a tip about a group driving a Hummer from out of state with possible plans to attack the facility where votes are being counted.
This is what democracy looks like.
Tensions were high all day Thursday as supporters on both sides of the political divide gathered outside, separated by barricades. President Trump and some of his backers have repeatedly called for a stop in the ballot counting, despite no evidence of voter fraud.
It is absolutely unacceptable to the American people what the left has done to the election process. It is despicable.
It's completely obvious they're stealing it. We're not about to let that happen.
Joe Biden supporters say they want to make sure every vote is counted.
Every person should have a say in who our electors are.
Count every vote!
Philadelphia is just one of several cities where voters are speaking out. Demonstrations popped up in Atlanta, Detroit, and Washington, D.C.
I just want to see a fair election. You know, I want every legal vote to be counted.
In Arizona, right-wing conspiracy theorists fired up protesters gathered outside the Maricopa County Elections Office. And an even larger demonstration is planned for later today.
The American people, regardless of the outcome, deserve the right to a fair election. But the things that are coming up now are highly concerning.
Guardians at the social media gates are clamping down on the president's post-election claims. CBS's Elaine Cobb has the details.
The New York Times says Twitter has labeled 38% of President Trump's tweets since early Tuesday. Twitter also took action against former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon, suspending his account after he suggested beheading Dr. Anthony Fauci and FBI Director Christopher Wray. And Facebook has banned a pro-Trump group, Stop the Steal, over worrying calls for violence.
Yet another new coronavirus record in the U.S. There were nearly 122,000 new cases reported yesterday, almost 20,000 more than the record set the day before. Ohio nurse practitioner Tamu Brown was diagnosed this week.
We're 8 months in, and I think that I was kind of a little more comfortable visiting people, doing things.
The CDC says adults testing positive are almost twice as likely to have gone to work or school in person in the 2 weeks before. NBA players have okayed the league's plan to start the season on December 22nd. That'll allow them to play on Christmas and increase potential revenue. There may be new hope for people with Alzheimer's. A panel of outside experts meets with the FDA today to recommend the drug adutanumab, intended to slow the rate of decline in patients. Public Citizen is warning it's very expensive and test results have been inconsistent. Thousands of voters in Missouri may have been exposed to the coronavirus.
An election official in suburban St. Louis who worked at a polling place on Election Day despite testing positive for COVID-19 has died. That is raising concerns for the nearly 2,000 people who voted at the Blanchette Park Memorial Hall polling site in St. Charles, Missouri. The poll worker tested positive for coronavirus October 30th and was told to quarantine for 14 days, but ignored the advice and worked the election Tuesday. Jim Crisilda, CBS News.
There's a neighborly dispute in Laguna Beach, California, fit for a 1960s TV sitcom.
Don't sit right back and you'll hear a tale.
Folks next door claim tech billionaire Bill Gross and his partner Amy Schwartz have been blasting the theme to Gilligan's Island, dancing and taunting over complaints their backyard art installation is blocking high-priced ocean views. And that's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.